The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie, is with us. And Sarah, I know you can get there with a direct flight, but it's a long way to go to get to Los Angeles. Is it a good destination for a holiday?
Hi, Matt. Yes, I believe it is. It was my second time to visit, and I have to admit, I didn't really get it the first time I was there. And I think that is why sometimes you get a bit of a Marmite response when you ask people if they like LA. It's so big and it's so spread out that there isn't a kind of a main centre to it. So a lot of people sort of, I think if you stay in the wrong place or you don't visit the right places, you know, when you're there, that's why you can get that kind of response. But certainly this time around, I traveled around a lot more. I really got a feel for LA, and I actually love to go back. I actually really, really enjoy the city.
I see your top tip is not to confuse Hollywood with West Hollywood when it comes to booking accommodation.
Yeah, that's right. And I think this is something that a lot of people fall into. When they think Hollywood, they think glamorous Hollywood, but actually staying around Hollywood Boulevard, you know, it's fantastic to visit. Absolutely no doubt about it, to see all the stars and the Hollywood Walk of Fame and see all the museums and everything there. But it wouldn't be the nicest place after dark, you know, so I wouldn't necessarily stay in Hollywood. Whereas West Hollywood is much cooler. It's kind of where the Sunset Strip is. It's between Hollywood and Beverly Hills. You've got lots of those cool cafes and bars. You've got where Britney had her incident there in Chateau Montmartre there a couple of weeks ago. And it's also where the Selling Sunset, the Oppenheim group, is located. Just walking around there, this is one of the things I felt about LA, is like you just walk up right outside the Oppenheim group and the guys are inside. Like Jason from Selling Sunset drove out past us. Like there's no crowds around. People are so used to seeing movie stars and almost expect to see somebody. So there's no, everyone just walks around and it's very kind of cool, particularly if you're into movies or music, or you sort of almost expect, you just feel like everywhere you look, there's something from a movie set or something, from something you've seen.
What about downtown LA? Is that worth going to?
Yeah, that's where I stayed this time. And we were on it was a conference. So that's where the convention centre is. And it's certainly a lot of much cheaper hotels, really great value eating out, and a few hipster bars and clubs and stuff. But overall, it wouldn't be the kind of place you'd stay. It's a little bit, if you took a wrong turn now, you could kind of end up in the dodgy parts of LA. So I wouldn't necessarily choose to stay there unless it was like us, you were going to a conference. But certainly...
Yeah, sorry. It's nearly 30 years since I was last in LA. And one of the places that we stayed, we had two locations we stayed in, was Santa Monica, which allows you to add in a little bit almost of a beach holiday with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And great. We stayed there with the kids a few years ago. That was our first time. And it kind of feels like a holiday resort. Gorgeous beach. You've got the iconic pier there with the little fun fair on it, or amusement park on it. And gorgeous shops and restaurants, as you know. Very safe, nice place to stay. So I would actually either choose there and kind of go in and out to Hollywood and the other areas, or else I'd stay in West Hollywood. I'd go one or the other and kind of avoid the other places to stay. And then, unless you want a specific beach time, but either of those, you should be pretty much safe enough.
And if you stay in Santa Monica, you're fairly close to Venice Beach as well.
Yeah, I remember being there a couple of years ago, but I didn't realise there's a kind of two different, like a bit like everything in LA, there's so many different sides to it. So you've got the Venice Beach boardwalk, where you've got all the muscle guys and the street performers and all that, and it's kind of hippies and a bit boho. But then the other side, you've got Abbot Kinney Boulevard, which is a really cool area with really nice boutiques and fancy restaurants. It was actually called recently, I can't remember what magazine called it, but like the coolest block in America. And you've also got the canals down there as well. I mean, the reason it was called Venice Beach was because back in the 1900s, this guy Abbot Kinney wanted to make it the Venice of America. And he set up all these canals. Now, a lot of them were subsequently paved over, but the six canals remain today, and there's loads of mansions and nice bridges to walk around. So actually, Venice, you know, has a bad name in sometimes, but there is a kind of a cool side to Venice as well, if you kind of find the right place to go.
You sort of mentioned in Hollywood, did you do the Hollywood Boulevard and the Walk of Fame?
I did, and it just has to be done. Whilst it, as I said, maybe not great at night time, but during the day it's fantastic. There's 2,700 stars. You're just walking around having a look at all the different ones. You've got the autographs in the cemented into the pavement outside, and then you've got, like, when we were there, Chris Hemsworth's new movie that was being premiered, and like the whole street was cut off with all these big tanks, and I think it was a Mad Max movie or something, and like Jimmy Kimmel was there and Chris Hemsworth were there, and you know, like, everyone is just, it's just bizarre to see all these stars when you're actually there. But like, you can pre-book tickets for live studio shows. There's fabulous museums there if you're interested in the movies. The Hollywood Museum has 10,000 pieces of movie memorabilia, including a replica of Hannibal Lecter's cell. So, like, there's loads to do around that whole area, and it's definitely a must visit, without a doubt.
Okay, that's where they should lock up Donald Trump, given that he's been praising Hannibal Lecter recently. Did you go up to the Hollywood sign?
I did, and again, one of those quintessential things to do in Hollywood. And it's actually, well, they call it Hike the Sign, which is a bit of an overstretch. It's more like a little walk. It's like 2.2 miles to get to the viewing point. You can go right up to the top. If you do, you'll hear police on loudspeakers, which happened when we were there, telling people to get down and giving them a $3,000 fine. But you can, I would suggest booking one of the walking tours. It's about 90 minutes. It's only $17. And they'll bring you to all the right guided spots, give you the history of the sign, take your photos with all the different Instagram things that you should be doing. So I'd say that's definitely worth doing, all right.
Yeah, you didn't get one of those star maps, did you, when you're up around Beverly Hills to see, you know, they have the maps where they have the houses highlighted and you can sit outside the wall or stand outside the walls of where those stars are supposed to live?
I didn't do it. I did years ago when we were there. We did a kind of a half a tour, but I didn't do it this time. But I know that's, again, one of the top things to do in LA. I mean, some houses are like, you know, just on the side of the road. Others, you can't really see them. So, yeah. But no, I know that's a really...
it's a bit ridiculous.
This is one of those things people do, but, you know...
And what about theme parks? Things. Because we, and this is 30 years ago, went to Universal Studios Hollywood. I presume it's changed a lot since. Is it still worth going to?
Amazing. If I was to pick one theme park to pick, that's what I would go to. And it's only when you actually do the studio tour. The studio tour is the reason that Hollywood or Universal Studios exists today, because it started back in 1915, where people used to pay 25 cents to have a look at movies being made. And then they introduced the trams. And it wasn't like until 1964 that the trams were introduced. And then they started making attractions around us while people were waiting for the trams to see the movies. And that's how it all started. And you get to go see, like, actual programs being made. You know, there's live cast there. It shows what is being made today. You get to go on sets or on a trolley. If you do the VIP tour, you can get off and wander through. You can go to the prop room. The studio tour is fantastic. Really, really highly recommended.
Okay.
And unlike Florida, like, you can do it all in a day. You can buy a one-day ticket, you know. So it's a brilliant thing to do in LA.
And very quickly, be cultural. Tell us about how many museums and art galleries are there?
Well, this is something that totally shocked me. There's more museums in Los Angeles per capita than anywhere else in the world. I was a bit blown away by it. And again, going back to the cost, because a lot of people are conscious about the prices in the States, like, most of the museums are free. So you've got the Getty Museum, which is incredible if you're interested in art and architecture, beautiful gardens, loads of impressionist paintings, the California Science Center for science, for space memorabilia. The Griffith Observatory, where the telescope is. I mean, there's so many different, like, museums that are so, like, across such a broad spectrum that there's something for everybody, loads for kids. And of course, most of them are free as well.
Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.